Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. We begin this morning by noting that Jesus is announcing a great reversal here with this parable. And there's a reversal in a couple of ways. First, I think the way we traditionally think about it, the very best and brightest of that culture and those folks who is zealous about his righteous responsibilities, his religious responsibilities. In fact, he is a super righteous person with respect to religious piety, fasts twice per week, and gives one-tenth of all his income, of all his wealth, for the sustenance of the poor, for those who are needy in that society. This righteous, responsible pillar of society is not the one whom Jesus identifies as connected to God, that is, justified in right relationship, in a whole and healthy relationship, but rather the one standing far, far off in a place of unacceptance and rejection. The pillar of society doesn't want anything to do with this person, doesn't want to be anywhere near him. He stands by himself. The placement of the two men says it all. The righteous stood aloof, apart, wanted no part of the despicable and despisable person. The other, the sinner, who was despised by the pillars of society, indeed by the whole of society, stood far off because he was an excluded person, not worthy to associate with. The excluded has only God to fall back on. He beats his breast, he prays, he asks for forgiveness. He does faithfully, we might say, putting all his hope in God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This one, Jesus says, went home justified, whole and well with God. But Jesus is not only announcing an individual reversal here between righteous and the despised person. Jesus announces a new social order, the organization of the old institutions and social order, which depended in many respects, here claims Jesus, upon regarding others with contempt. This is being overturned. The bottom line of one person's identity, which is reflected in this social order, was based upon the contempt and separation from others. Righteousness was based upon the exclusion of others. It's not so much that he's bragging about what he does, but His identity comes from who he is not. But Jesus' mission and assertion is that the other, the sinner, the excluded, is precisely who God hangs out with, whom Jesus is one with. In Luke's gospel and in that related book, the gospel or the book of Acts, the one who calls directly upon God in his lowliness doesn't simply go back to his home, his own house. He goes back to a new community. The book of Acts speaks of it in some ways. A community of inclusion in which God's welcome is to all people. The spirit of God's realm, the community of God, moves from the old institution of separation and contempt to a new community, perhaps a house church in Acts. For it is those who are excluded, who are far off, to whom God comes in Christ Jesus to welcome into relationship, to make a home, to give life. Those who exclude others end up excluding God. An experience and identity solely based upon their self-justification. We call their experience, their own isolation, the wrath of God. But it is not God's hope for them. Jesus comes for both, for all in society. He is driven to the cross by the identities and systems of death. He becomes himself the despised one. He bears the prejudice, he bears the death, which individuals and social systems place upon him, all of whom God called to be in the community of God. On the cross, Jesus is one with the despised, and he bears the sin of the despiser. The truth is, if we reflect, as I reflect, in our lives, we find ourselves to be both, don't we? In the resurrection, Jesus' healing and welcome into God's realm, to God's community, comes to all people. His forgiveness is offered to all. Both, in their own way, stood alone. Both encountered death, but in different ways. The cross was meant for both. Both were being called back to real life with God in our lives. We experience an isolation and loneliness. We call in faith and trust for God to be merciful to us. We call also in faith and trust for God to forgive our sins. As we hear this parable in the context of that social reversal, can we hear it and not think how much our own society these days is based upon the despising of others? How much our political discourse is based upon that very same despising? We've fallen into political parties that have drawn lines of righteousness, each thinking that we are righteous. How much self-righteous talk is around? How many people aren't making millions of dollars speaking this way in social media? This day, the parable calls us and gives comfort to us individually, but it also calls us to be attentive to all who long for mercy. The cross calls for us to be attentive to all who long for mercy, even as we ourselves long for that mercy. As we draw near to those who are in this deep longing, who are beating their breasts, who hope for God's community to be with them, we find that Christ is also drawn near to us as we draw near to them in forgiveness and the call of new life. We do not stand apart, contemptible, but in the community of God's love. Amen.